With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Another massive spike at the pump this week. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of regular self-service gas has jumped another 28 cents to $5.69 a gallon. That's up from $5.51 last week. That means regular petrol prices have skyrocketed 67 cents in the past 4 weeks. The average price for premium self-service is up 19 cents from the last check on April 15th. To $6.11 a gallon, while diesel jumped a staggering 67 cents to $6.56 a gallon. Diesel prices have risen $1.05 in the past month. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Mike's on Walker's Road for $5.40 or at Kaibo Marina, where it's now at $5.38 a gallon. On the diesel side, Woody's in Northside has the lowest price at $5.40 a gallon, according to Offreg. Folks in Cayman Brac got hit again this week with prices spiking up an additional 10 cents to $6.24 a gallon for regular. Drivers in Little Cayman are still paying $6.96. The average price for regular gas in Florida has fallen 17 cents over the past week to $3.97 a gallon. You can find the full breakdown of local gas prices at offreg.ky. The Department of Environmental Health issues a public alert following the recall of brown sugar. The product, sold under the label Pan-Caribbean Sugar, may contain small metal fragments and is being removed from the local food supply. The DEH is coordinating with importers and retailers and is advising customers to avoid using the product. Packages can be discarded or returned to the retailer. Doctors Hospital is celebrating new recognition from the Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce. Elizabeth Charles reports.
Chief Executive Officer Dr. Margo McCray has been elected to the Chamber Council as the hospital receives a Chamber Champion Award. In a statement this week, Doctors Hospital says the dual award underscores its role in Cayman's business community and its support for national priorities. The Chamber Champion Award, according to a release, recognizes organizations that show strong commitment to the Chamber's mission, including workforce development, access to essential services, and quality of life. Doctors Hospital says Dr. McCray's election ensures healthcare has a consistent voice at the Chamber's decision-making table. She became chief executive in March 2026 after more than 13 years in leadership roles at the hospital. Doctors Hospital calls the recognition a proud moment for its team and says it will continue working with the Chamber to support a stronger, healthier Cayman. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And this year's In Style Fashion Week kicks off tomorrow, and founder Norma Ebanks is promising an action-packed event.
Instead of having the swimsuit resort wear and welcome party, we're having a bridal couture exhibition. Then the second day is our gala, our Trailblazer Gala, and then following our Kids Teen show. And there's excitement because we might end up having maybe about 3 to 4 shows that day. Mm-hmm. So instead of having just the Kids Teen show, we're having huge designers coming, having their own show during the entire day. After that, we have our VIP, 6 o'clock, and then we have the main show at 7.
The multi-day event attracts local and international fashionistas every year and features models and designers who look forward to attending the Cayman Islands curated week of programming.
We have 3 plus-size designer coming this year. We have more menswear coming this year. And we have some huge kids designers on board this year. Not only that, we're having 8 to 10 different countries coming in for our summit. Speakers from all over the world.
For more information, head to CaymanInStyleFashionWeek.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. EU ambassadors have approved a $100 billion loan to Ukraine after Hungary dropped its veto. Budapest blocked the cash when it stopped getting Russian oil through the Druzhba pipeline, which crosses Ukraine. But oil is now flowing for the first time in 3 months. At least 3 container ships have reportedly been targeted by gunfire trying to transit the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues imposing restrictions on the key waterway. The BBC has verified 2 vessels that have separately come under attack by Iran's Revolutionary Guards. That's the latest BBC News.